Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's the butterfly effect for real.
And now, the show that very few asked for, but that many will grow to appreciate someday. It's your behind-the-scenes access to The Greg Hill Show. It's The Greg Hill Post Show with Jackson Burns.
Good morning. Hello. It's Jackson Burns on The Greg Hill Post Show. It is Tuesday. No, it's Wednesday, October 26th. And what are we doing on the show today? Well, it was a Mac and Zappy party. Obviously, because Bill Belichick started this whole controversy last week on our show when he would not name his starter. And everybody found that a little bit weird, and we still do. And it's been the constant topic of conversation on the show. But one, and this is going to be a little short one today because I don't have a guest from the show because Curtis is going to pick up his mother-in-law at the airport, and he was going to be my guest, but he'll be here tomorrow. So you'll have the Curtis and Jackson show. That'll be fun. Curtis is he is so friggin' funny and smart, and I really appreciate that he's on my side of things. Usually, he gets annoyed with me really quickly, but I think that's on par for the course with him. But he's championed me here at the station for as long as I've been here, and I appreciate that. I don't want to get on his bad side, but anyway, so I don't have a guest on the show today, and I had Wiki yesterday, but something that happened today that was really funny that the Twitch people picked up on. Actually there was two things. The way the show began this morning is, I believe Shime and Greg had a little bit worked out where they were going to play some kind of audio, you know, Bill Belichick drop, I think yelling at Courtney or something. And, Shime messed it up and, oh my God, you can see the anger seething out of Greg's ears. It's like you don't want to be on the other end of that stare. And I think Curtis said it today. You can see Greg just about to blow up. And so that was interesting and scary for Shime, I'm sure. But the other funny thing is that, so in radio, you know, this little business that we're in, you have to stick with the clock because there's all kinds of algorithms and, you know, ratings and time spent listening and blah, 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 all these technical terms. But you have to break at the, you know, consistently around the same time each hour or whatever. And so we were running like 5 or 6 minutes late for a commercial break, and we have a little light flasher that you can hit the button. Shime hits the button and reminds Greg to go to commercial, and Greg absolutely hates it when Wiggy or anybody starts talking after the light is flashed, because everybody knows that means go to commercial. But I think Wiggy started a new thought today right after the light, and that just got on Greg's nerves, and he got very, very angry and called Wiggy out on it right away, right on the air, and then went to commercial. And so you know how we have the Wiggy hot mic, so I can record Wiggy during the commercials to hear the goofy things that he says. And so I was recording him, and it was dead silent in that studio.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
So I feel bad for Wiggy on that one, too. But, you know, Greg gets over things quickly. He gets angry. He really focuses on the quality of the show. He's been doing it for a long time, and he wants everybody else to focus on the quality just like he does. And that's respectable, just like Curtis said, that, you know, he has been doing it for a long time. He can just sit back and not care and just kind of, you know, go through the motions. But he really wants the show to be entertaining, funny, and he's a stickler for quality, and I like that. And when you go against that quality, like I've been in that stare. Like when I filled in for Shime, Shime's been doing it for a long time, and I've only done it a few times. So when I filled in for him, there's definitely a handful of mess ups, and it's scary. And Greg, those eyes, and that angry face is just something that will haunt me. So it's kind of like it's kind of like Brady was yelling at his offensive lineman on the sidelines there. Greg is our Brady, really, or our Belichick. And you feel really bad when you disappoint him or let him down. So everybody strives for perfection. We don't get it every time, all the time, obviously, but we try, and it's fun. And I love working here. I really do. Have I said that? One more thing I want to get to real quick, and I'll probably do this a bunch of times because I owe them a lot. But the Twitch fans, the people who watch the show on Twitch every day, I've never seen anybody get treated so nice on social media. People on Twitch are so nice to me, and it's bizarre. I love it, and I really appreciate it. Apparently, I don't know. I struck something up with them. Like the other day, Greg said that my participation has been very, what's the word? What did he say? He said that, I shouldn't smoke so much weed because marijuana affects the memory. But, he said that I was adding a golden touch to this show. And I think that's a lot to do with the people on Twitch being very nice to me and catching on to my character really quickly. And I appreciate that. And I'll probably say this again. I'll say it on the air at some point so people actually hear it. But that'll do it for the Greg Hill Post Show today. I am Jackson. And make sure you check out the show tomorrow at 6 a.m. on WEEI.